Hello, friends. It's time for Let's Talk in English. We have a great show for you today. My name's Pauline. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. It's so good to see you. Today's topic is story time.
And today's topic is tell the truth. Yesterday's story was a lot of fun. We had a story and there was someone not telling the truth.
Yes, then we had to pay close attention to the story to find out how the person is not telling the truth.
So to review, what do we call it when you do not tell the truth?
Lying. You tell a lie if you do not tell the truth. But why would anyone do that?
Well, I know that we all have done it sometime. Sometimes it is because we are embarrassed and without thinking about it, we just tell a lie.
Sometimes we feel bad and the easiest thing we feel to do is just lie. But it will make things worse.
The British have a saying, the truth will out. That means soon enough, the truth will come out, even if people don't want it to.
So friends, pay attention to our story today. But first, let's learn our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天的作者参加了一个爱好旅游的人一起聚会的社团。他觉得透过他人的旅游经验可以学习到不同的文化。We can learn about different cultures. 名词 culture 就是文化。在那里可以分享各地美食的差异。We talk about the differences in food. 名词 difference 就是差异。社团里来了一位新朋友叫做 Ben。Ben 说他去过20个国家，作者听了好嫉妒哦。He is so jealous. 这个是形容词 jealous, 嫉妒的意思。Ben 说他两年前去过日本的东京。Ben visited Tokyo a couple of years ago. 动词 visit 在这里就是游览、参观的意思。Ben 还说他曾经住在澳洲一年，看过好多的袋鼠。He saw lots of kangaroos. 袋鼠就是 kangaroo. Ben 还说澳洲的七月很热，所以他常常都待在海边。He spent a lot of time at the beach. 名词 beach 就是沙滩、海滩。所以你说 Ben 真的住过澳洲吗？
I belong to a travel club. We meet once a month. It is fun to hear about people's travel experiences. We can learn about different cultures and customs. We talk about the differences in food and the ways people live. We discuss places we'd like to travel to and why. Yesterday, a new guy joined the club. His name is Ben, and he said that he travels a lot.
Oh, fun! I want to join this club. A club is a group of people that meet for the same interest or activity. It is a great way to meet new friends that like the same stuff you do.
And this club is about traveling. And when you are a part of it, you belong to it. I belong to a family. I belong to this company.
This club meets once a month. Once means one time every month. Twice means two times.
I meet once a month.
For what? Peter, that doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. At least once a day it does. It's time for today's
calendar phrase.
We meet once a month.
We meet once a month.
我们一个月聚会一次。
Are you in the travel club?
Yes, we meet once a month.
Do you learn about other countries?
Yes, we meet once a month.
Do you enjoy the travel club?
Yes, we meet once a month.
So, when do you meet?
January, February, March, April, May.
Oh.
We meet once a month.
We meet once a month.
我们一个月聚会一次。
That was a fun calendar phrase. It's too bad we only have one once a day.
Once just means one time. Then after that, we say twice. Then we usually just say the number after that. Three times a month. Four times a month.
So this club is a lot of fun. They hear about each other's travel experiences. I would enjoy discussing places we like to travel to and why. Oh, and we can go to Christina now, and she will tell you why.
在这个社团里，他们会讨论自己想去的地方，并说出原因。We discuss places we'd like to travel to and why. 我们来看一下 places we'd like to travel to。这里的 we'd like to travel to 是形容词子句，修饰前面的 places。所以 places we'd like to travel to 就是我们想要去旅游的地方。请小心哦，最后的 to 不可以漏掉，因为我们都是说 travel to someplace。所以这个介系词 to 是不可以省略掉的。类似的情况像是 He is the person I want to talk to. 他是我想要交谈的人。What music do you want to listen to? 你想要听什么样的音乐？
Thanks, Christina. I would really like to join this club too. You can learn about cultures and customs.
Every place has culture.And it changes around the world. I really enjoy traveling to see other cultures.
And customs are the traditions that we do.
Yes, yesterday a new guy joined the club. His name is Ben, and he said that he travels a lot.
Well, we'll find out how much he travels. I think he travels more than you and me, Pauline.
Wow, that's a lot. I think we travel a lot.
Well, we'll find out. Friends, let's continue. Let's watch the next part together.
At our meeting yesterday, Ben told us that he has been to 20 countries. He even lived in Australia for a year. Wow, I'm jealous. I haven't traveled much yet.I've only been to Canada and Mexico.
Ben?
Asked Rita.
Have you been to Japan? I went there last year. It's a very lovely country.
I know,
answered Ben.
I visited Tokyo a couple of years ago. People are so polite there.
So, this club has meetings. They are fun meetings, I am sure.A meeting is when you get together. We meet. But when I think about office meetings, they seem different than a club meeting.
This club talks about travel. Ben told us that he has been to 20 countries. He even lived in Australia for a year. This guy is a traveler.
Wow, I am impressed. This is the right club for him.I am a little jealous, too.
When you see something someone else has or has done, and you wish you could have that thing or do that thing, then you are jealous. I am jealous of this guy, too.
But, of course, feeling jealous is not a good thing. Instead, we should be happy for that person.
After hearing Ben talk,I haven't traveled that much after all, I guess.
Oh, Pauline, come on. You have been to many places.
Mexico, Canada, Australia, Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, Ben has been around. Hey, I haven't traveled much either.
Hey, Peter, I know what will cheer us up. Let's have Christina teach for a little bit.
作者说自己目前旅游的经验还不多。I haven't traveled much yet. 我们来看句尾的 much yet. 可能会觉得这两个字都见过，但是加在一起到底是什么意思呢？好像不是很清楚。其实这个句子我们可以先看 I haven't traveled yet。你应该知道 not yet 是还没有做什么的意思，所以 haven't traveled yet 就是还没有旅行过。如果这个句子懂了，那我们再加上一个 much 很多，表达的就是表示旅游的经验不多，这样子应该比较容易理解。我们来看例句 You haven't eaten much yet 表示你还没吃多少。 She hasn't slept much yet 她还没有睡多少。
Everyone is enjoying discussing countries in this club. It's the travel club. Rita says that Japan is a very lovely country.
I can't believe Ben has visited there too.He visited Tokyo a couple of years ago. People are so polite there.
Tokyo is the biggest city in Japan. I have been there. I loved my visit.
You have been there too? Oh, this is so unfair. Although, actually, I plan to go there soon.
See, Pauline, you get to travel too.
You're right. We have talked a lot about traveling, and I could keep talking about it too.We need to take a short break, friends, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter...I got so excited about talking about travel, I forgot what's happening in our story.
Okay, well, our friends are at the club. It's a travel club. They're all talking about where they have gone to travel. And Ben has especially gone to many different countries. 20. He even lived in Australia for 1 year.
Wow, I am jealous of him. Well, let's find out what happens in the next part of our story.Here we go.
Tell me about Australia,
I said.
Did you see a lot of kangaroos there?
Oh, yes,
said Ben.
I saw lots of kangaroos and other Australian animals.
What's the weather like?
Rita asked.
Is it hot and sunny in July, like it is here?
It's very warm there in July,
answered Ben.
I spent a lot of time at the beach.
I said.
Ben, you've never lived in Australia, have you?
How did I know that Ben had never lived in Australia?
Uh-oh, so the club wants to know more about Ben's trip to Australia.
What's wrong with that? I would like to ask him some questions, too.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, a good way to ask someone to know more about something is to say, tell me about that topic. Tell me about Australia.
So, they asked about kangaroos. They are very special animals in Australia. They jump around on two legs, and they have a very long tail, too.
Do you know what is interesting about Australia? They have different seasons than us.
Oh, really? What do you mean? They don't have summer, autumn, winter, and spring?
No, they have seasons, but because they are very far south, when it is summer here, it is winter there.
Wow, that is a very different place. So that means if it's autumn there, it must be spring here?
That's right, yes, and I am sure Ben knows all about that. He lived there for a year.
Yes, it is so hot and sunny in July, like it is here.
No, Peter, we just talked about this. In July, if it is summer here, then it is winter there.
Oh, but wait a second. Ben says it is very warm there in July.That's not right.
Ben is not telling the truth. He has never lived in Australia, has he?
No, I don't think so. He should know that. So maybe he just wants to tell everyone he has been to all these places.
I think so too. Friends, did you get this? Try answering this question with a full sentence at home. How did we know that Ben had never lived in Australia?
You can try practicing at home, but right now it's time for us to review. Let's look at the keywords from today. Make sure to say them along with us.
Here's your first keyword for today. Culture. Culture. Let's learn about Chinese culture.
Difference. Difference. What's the difference between these?
Jealous. Jealous. Karen is going to Paris. I'm jealous.
Visit. Visit. Let's visit the mall today.
Kangaroo. Kangaroo. Kangaroos are my favorite animals.
Beach. Beach. Let's sit on the beach by the ocean. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our story one more time.
I belong to a travel club. We meet once a month. It is fun to hear about people's travel experiences. We can learn about different cultures and customs. We talk about the differences in food and the ways people live. We discuss places we'd like to travel to and why. Yesterday, a new guy joined the club. His name is Ben, and he said that he travels a lot. At our meeting yesterday, Ben told us that he has been to 20 countries. He even lived in Australia for a year. Wow, I'm jealous. I haven't traveled much yet. I've only been to Canada and Mexico.
Ben?
Asked Rita.
Have you been to Japan? I went there last year. It's a very lovely country.
I know,
answered Ben.
I visited Tokyo a couple of years ago. People are so polite there. Tell me about Australia,
I said.
Did you see a lot of kangaroos there?
Oh, yes,
said Ben.
I saw lots of kangaroos and other Australian animals.
What's the weather like?
Rita asked.
Is it hot and sunny in July, like it is here?
It's very warm there in July,
answered Ben.
I spend a lot of time at the beach.
I said.
Ben, you've never lived in Australia, have you?
How did I know that Ben had never lived in Australia?
Guess what, Ginger?
What?
I joined a travel club.
Ooh, what does a travel club do?
We meet once a month. We talk about different cultures and customs.
Ooh, what else?
We discuss places we'd like to travel and why.
Oh, where would you like to travel?
I'd like to visit Australia.
Me too. They have kangaroos there.
They also have nice beaches.
Hey, let's go to Australia this summer.
This summer?
Yes, it will be hot and sunny. We can swim in the ocean.
But Ginger, when it's summer here, it's winter there.
Really? Why?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's a mystery. Huh.
Oh, come in, come in. Oh, Melissa, thank you for coming to babysit Seth.
Of course, Mr. Henderson. I'm so happy to help you and Mrs. Henderson have a date night. Can I hold him?
Sure. Oh, Seth, did you go to the bathroom? Oh, it's a good thing Melissa is here. She can change your diaper.
Wait, what?
You've never changed a diaper before, have you?
Well, I...
That was a super sentence.
What was that?
That was super sentence, man. Someone said today's super sentence. You've never done something, have you? You've never changed a diaper before, have you?
Oh, well, no, I mean...
I'm not asking you. That was the super sentence that I heard.
I said that.
Ah, good. Well, what a cute little baby, but what's that smell?
Oh, it's the baby. Do you want to change his diaper?
Oh, no. That's the babysitter's job. I wonder, can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Sure. You've never been to Europe, have you?
You've never been to Europe, have you? Super. What about you?
You've never seen the movie, have you?
You've never seen the movie, have you? Excellent. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And someone really should change that baby's diaper.
So, you've never changed a diaper before, have you?
Well, to be honest, no, I haven't.
That's okay. This is how you do it. Let me get my wife.
He's never changed a diaper before, has he?
Well, friends, this was a very good story. I can think of times where we all have wanted other people to like us more. Sometimes we might even make a lie just to see if they'll like us even more.
Yeah, but like we saw in our story, often people find out the truth and then things get worse from there. So it's better to tell the truth and just be happy with who you are and the life you've had.
Well, friends, make sure to come back tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.